Hey guys, right now, if you head to live.smosh.com, we have a bunch of our live shows available. And if you buy a ticket to one of these shows, you get $10 off a bundle, which has a lot of great stuff.
Yep. Shane and I are reacting to Smosh Hospital, which is in the bundle, and Courtney and Anthony are reacting to Anthony's Funeral, which we did a couple years ago, and it's so good, also in the bundle.
And if you're going to do that, make sure to sign into the account that you used to buy a ticket, and that's how you'll get $10 off on the bundle.
Part of the bundle is we did Reddit shows for Netflix as a Joke. They were amazing shows with incredible guests. The energy was incredible in there, and they are also a part of the bundle.
We have a lot of these Smosh Reads Reddit Stories live shows available on live.smosh.com, which have never been available before until now. You get to watch us do our show in front of thousands of people. They were a wild ride. So
cool.
Highly recommend. Anyways, check them out. And here's the show.
Here's the show. Get your bundle.
Hi. Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us today. His name is Damien Haas.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. It's lovely being here. I love the show. I love what you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damien.
Yeah, thank you so much, Damien.
Wow.
And since today we're doing top fives, you're in that list of my top fives.
Oh, thank you. Of what? Just top five?
Yep. Cast.
Whoa.
All right.
Holy shit. All right.
We won't say who the rest of them.
Yeah.
We will not speak on who the rest of them are.
Yeah. Or where you place in the top five.
Correct. Oh, I was never going to.
But you're there.
But you are on that list.
I could see myself being a solid four.
So five to me is the best.
Oh. Wait, what?
What in what world is that?
What are you
and
doing?
I was kidding. That's so funny.
Also, what I don't love
no,
is
actually,
that
I switch
said,
it up.
I said I think I'd be a solid four, and then you said, just to clarify, five is the best, as though that need clarity.
So you were saying that you were second, but I messed it up. So now you're saying you're not second, you're second to last.
Right.
Of cool. five.
Of course.
Like, out of all the cast.
Yeah.
It's still pretty good. I don't get
it's
a medal
still
or
pretty
anything.
Great.
I think it's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Selena put her top five of something. So we're not saying what our top fives are.
Yeah, so Selena on the felt board wrote lap, crop, mountain, muffin, carrot. Damien and I said we figured it out.
And I said, how dare you?
So these are Selena's five favorites of this
something.
Category.
Amanda, look into your heart. You know what this is.
Lap, crop, mountain, muffin, carrot. Selena's definitely being silly because some of these.
Yeah, we got a straight up silly goose situation on our hands.
Yeah.
But is it silly or is it
real? Some of them are silly.
It is. It's clever. It can be clever and silly.
Yeah.
I'm transported back to like middle school and high school, like right before a big test.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, no, I don't want to do this.
Can I ask off the top of your, like, not guessing, what do these five words remind you of? Like,
hiking.
Hiking, crop and lap, muffin.
Well, not those
now,
two.
Shane, you did
hey,
ask
muffin,
for an answer.
Fine.
She gave her
I'm
off
saying,
the top
I'm
of her
saying.
Oh my God, this is why I love Damien, because he protects me from your
fair.
Crazy
hey,
ass.
Fair,
and this
fair.
Is why I love Amanda. She doesn't need protecting,
fair.
But I like to support
That's
her.
That's right.
Yes, Shane.
Truly, oh, no. So what happens is I look at one word and I go, got it.
Yeah.
Coffee, of course, mountain.
Muffin coffee.
You know, my brain went to candy muffins. First. I was like, oh, what if it's Candy Mountain? And then
I think this is the problem. This is not like a category thing. This is a little bit more of a word game here. And
oh.
So you might not be as like,
oh.
What's the word that goes after all of these?
So that's I will say, someone in the office was like, I never watch you guys. I only listen to Smosh Mouth audio. And then I felt really bad.
Because we're all doing these like really
and
cool
I was like,
hand
I am
things
so
the whole time.
Sorry.
I felt really, really guilty. And then I was like, why do I wear cute things? What is the point?
What?
That does,
people
I guess,
do
defeat
still
the
watch.
Purpose of a podcast
okay.
a little bit.
Well, when I'm listening, I want to know, like, okay, did these people put in effort, though?
Yeah, and it's
even
and
though I'm
did.
Just listening.
Damn, wearing new shoes, new shirt.
Top.
You got it.
Did she do that because your last name is Top?
No, she didn't write. My name is not in the top five.
This is our top fives. So it's our top five tops.
That is brilliant.
So it's for people who can't see in the audience, it's laptop, crop top, raindrop, crop top, mountain top,
muffin
top, and
carrot top. Carrot Top, that was a fun guy. Remember that comedian? Boy, oh boy, was
he still
funny.
Around?
He's still around.
You're talking about him like he's
dead. Alive. He's on steroids, but yeah.
I haven't seen him or heard of him in a long time.
Well, now you have Carrot Top. Here he is.
Okay.
Yeah, Mountaintop is cool. Laptop, I like.
Crop top, I can't relate to, but I know I'm sure some people really enjoy wearing those. So
yeah,
muffin top's delicious.
I would kill to see you in a crop top. I'd pay money.
Whoa.
Dude, if I could,
whoa,
I don't need to have the best body in the world.
Hundreds of dollars.
I want the like
fresh cash.
X-Men in the 80s, like crop top. I've got a six pack. Like,
I love that.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
How are you, Damien? By the way,
yeah, how's it
I'm
going?
Doing great. Thank
you know
you.
What? It's your first time on the new set.
Oh yeah,
is it really? Damn.
Yes,
it is. I mean, for this, I think I've.
I kept being like, we should have him, and you kept being like, I don't think
and
that's
like,
a good
I just
idea.
Don't.
Yeah,
yeah, I just don't.
That's Shane.
Yeah.
No, I've been good. I've been traveling a lot, but I'm back in town, and it feels good. I will say, the new set is beautiful. What I'm realizing for all of our new sets, though, the one luxury that I've lost with a new beautiful set is. I can't like sit cross-legged and put my shoes on stuff anymore because I feel bad because it's all a really nice set.
Wait, you sure you don't want to put your shoe on our nice table?
I will. It will crumble table. To dust, but I'm happy to.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, Selena said you can, and what she says goes. Oh,
it's also a brand new.
Oh,
I've got brand new shoes. So
if
it's
you
not
are
that
audio
dirty.
Listening, he went from the bottom up.
Yeah, he and sat on it opposite style.
Yeah.
Cool. With my shoes, I bounced on it crazy style. The table, that is.
Me at the In-N-Out drive-thru. Can I get my burger upside down style?
They've probably had people do that and die laughing.
Yeah.
And they hate you.
And you sit on the other end while I'm just like.
You're by yourself. You pull up. You're like, wow. Hey, I'm Shane Top.
You know what I need to do? Okay. Mm. You know what I need to do? The next time I go to a drive-thru for fast food, I need to be ordering. I'm by myself, by the way. I need to be
good.
Ordering, but I need to talk as if there are other people in the car.
Courtney's just waiting in the parking lot like, where the fuck
I
is
need to be
he?
Like, yeah. Can I get a number three? And what do you guys want? What do you want?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, we can't have that. And I order like that, like it's full. And then I pull up and it's just me. And they're like,
that
oh,
is gonna
they would
kill.
Hate you.
What if they hand me the food for free?
Yeah.
They're scared.
Why would they ever?
Because they're scared.
Here's the deal.
So it's a robbery.
They don't.
Well, it's a psychological robbery.
They don't care. They don't care. Like,
you're right.
You're
they
gonna
don't
pull
care.
Up and they're not gonna remember that you played the trick. They're just gonna see you laugh, giggling
it's true.
To yourself.
It's also not a trick. It's like just making their day worse.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the worst thing working in fast food is probably people being like, what do you guys want? It's like, no, that's what the pre-menu was for. You have to decide that.
Oh,
so you're just doing that unnecessarily.
His ideas.
I rarely get much time at the pre-menu.
That is true.
Pre-menu at a fast food place, the drive-thru, you're pulling up and you want to have more time to look at it, but sometimes you don't get the
time. You got
to
hurry.
Yeah. Especially with Taco Bell because like I shout out to Taco Bell, they're always adding new stuff where they're like, did
boy,
you know we
are.
Do like fried chicken tenders now with a crazy chipotle sauce? Well, we have it, but it's just today. And you're like, oh God, did it fall off the
you're
back
like,
of the
I
truck?
I have to
and,
get
like,
it, the crazy sauce.
I have
sauce.
To get it, but I can't see everything. You got new stuff.
Wait, you have to set some like car boundaries. You have to be like, give me a second. I'm looking at the menu.
I
How too, does that make me
I'm
laugh?
I'm too anxious. To stop before, like, you got to keep it moving.
Shane, are you the type of person who sees a perfectly good parallel parking spot and you're about to do it, but people are beeping at you, so then you just, you're midway and then you drive off?
No, I will. People have never beeped at me while I'm trying to get into it. But it does suck. You have to go kind of past it.
Yeah.
And then if someone tries to pull in behind you, you have to be like, no. See, this is too high. My shoes are brand new. Can I put it on your lovely sofa? Oh, amazing.
Look,
thank
man,
you.
We don't make the rules.
Yeah.
Sit however you want.
Yeah.
Dude, sit however you freaking want, dude.
You may.
Those are good shoes.
Thank you.
This sofa is lucky to have shoes
I appreciate
like that
you.
On it.
Ew,
thank you.
That's the weirdest thing a guy could ever say. By the way,
I'm
your sofa
sure
is
sing
a lucky.
I'm pretty sure dudes have said weirder things.
You smell different when awake.
Amanda, you watch true crime. Dudes say weirder things.
Yeah, they do. That's you true. Must be aroused. You smell different.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, see, there you found it.
Like, vampires say
it's
that.
It's like pepper.
It's like pepper.
You know. Ooh, wow. I'm still
getting asked that all the time, especially when, I'm doing well. I've been doing a lot of conventions, but one, at least once per convention, someone will ask like, hey, I got to ask like, what is the deal with Pepper? Like, what is the joke behind that? And I'm like, it's a nothing joke.
There is nothing there.
And I think that really blows people's minds.
Yeah.
They really can't handle
that. There is actually nothing. That's what's funny about it, is that there's nothing to
it. It's like when I say really dumb things on videos, and then I see like a fan come up to me and be like, poop in the ocean if you must. And I'm like, I said that.
Sometimes you don't remember saying the thing, because it's been like 5 months, and you didn't see it after that.
Yeah. Can I be completely honest?
Please. No.
People were, fans were, for so long, they were saying, croissant in hand, I was alone. And I completely forgot that
it's the Gardic phone.
Completely forgot that I was part of that at all. Until I saw the clip again, and I was like, oh my God, that's right. People have to understand, we're in like a million videos. Like,
but there are things that I do remember.
Oh,
that
there's things I remember.
Like wheatgrass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. Remember when you put a hole through my hand during that video?
Like a stigmata? Like, what are we talking?
You don't remember this?
I don't. I did.
So you put like a...
I did remove most of Eat It or Eat It. I hit a point, I was reading a book recently, and my brain was like, hey, you're only going to retain this if you remove something. And I was like, we'll get rid of Eat It.
Yeah, Eat It or Eat It.
All those memories.
I did get a compilation on TikTok recently of like, what are those moments between me and specifically Tommy? And I'm like... it was funny, but I was like, I don't remember most of What Are Those?
What do you mean, What Are Those?
It was a show format that I hosted.
Was that when you were in a purple tux and you were like,
it was like pink and bright and neon. Yeah.
Okay, I think that was like really early on when I was on Smosh, and I was in one video about that, and it was like houses in Florida.
That was a weird, they were like trying to change up the format, and that's like,
oh, that's the one that I was in.
That's the death knell of a show, where they're like, what if we do it real different,
just do
now?
A different thing,
and they're like, okay,
yeah.
We had a good run.
Wow,
it was a fun show.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. I don't drink caffeine anymore, and that was part of that was a crux of the
at
show.
All
I haven't for like a long time.
Good
no,
for you.
I lied. When I was in London a couple weeks ago, I did have some English breakfast tea.
You'll have a tea, but you're not like a caffeine drinker.
I can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No, you were psychotic in What Are Those?
Yeah, I would have like it was Ninja Milk at the time, or I think like a Celsius or something, and then just
Ninja
let loose.
Ninja Milk.
Is that milk just for ninjas?
Yeah, you kind of have to join an exclusive club.
Yeah.
No, crazy.
It was another YouTuber's energy drink that they made and gave to Ian, and I was like, I'll try this, and then
you feel like his parent right now,
and then he drinks so much.
A lot of it. Yeah, you were psycho back then. I'm so glad you stopped.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by MeUndies. Amanda, I'm really loving my caddy.
Oh, have you taken up golf?
No, my ball caddy, a contoured pouch or something to handle the angle of the dangle, if you will.
You're out of control.
I am out of control. That's why I use MeUndies. MeUndies has 10 different styles for men, so you can find the exact support you're looking for. Boxers, briefs, whatever.
Shane, I can support you too. Just ask.
But with MeUndies, I don't have to ask. Their pairs come with their signature softer-than-soft ultramodal fabric. It's breathable, stretchy, and perfect for all-day wear. Honestly, you should give it a try. If you don't like your first pair, it's on MeUndies.
We love great customer service and ball caddies. What more could you ask for?
Honestly, I've been wearing MeUndies for years now, and it really is the softest fabric ever. They're the most comfortable underwear on the planet. Mm-hmm. Right now, as a listener of my show, you can get up to 50% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. Promo code SmoshMouth. That's up to 50% off, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/SmoshMouth. Promo code SmoshMouth. Now back to the show.
The show.
The show.
Not your show.
Well, the show.
Our show.
But it's kind of my show.
Dope.
We had an episode of a show called Hacking Off.
That show was fun.
Yeah, where Damien and I would try different
boys
life hacks.
Can get away with anything.
What are you talking about?
If I said tits out, they'd be like, you guys are slutty.
I've been saying crazy shit all day, and
what?
I guarantee you it's
that's
made in
not
the
on camera. If I said, like, boobies, wanna get some, like, that's
Amanda,
my...
Amanda, you... Half the compilations I see on TikTok are you and Angela and Courtney saying shit like
that's
that.
Such a lie.
Roll the clip.
So anyways, hacked off?
Hacking off.
Oh. So you're doing it. Okay.
Meat kisses.
Present tense.
What is the show?
We would try DIY hacks. Like, there's online, there'd be like, oh, these types of hacks, and they're all stupid.
And we'd make our own versions of what are better. Like, I brought in my version of, like, this, isn't this better? And then...
Yeah, oh,
and it always
fun.
Failed. It always was horrible.
Yeah.
Damn. Duncan left and right.
No, not his. I would say both of ours. But that was like part of it.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
But it was a great time. But I remember one time before we shot one of them, Damien had so much caffeine that you were like losing your mind.
Yeah.
Was it ninja milk or caffeine?
No, that didn't last long. It was caffeine.
Roll that clip. That's what I want to
see. I do need to stop drinking coffee for like a week.
Really?
You're going to get a headache, honey.
Yeah, it's
maybe.
An addiction.
I have plenty of days I only have one cup of coffee.
If you stopped cold turkey, you're going to get a headache.
Well, you have to stop cold. I'm only drinking a cup of coffee some days.
You could try one sip.
And that's enough?
I promise you, you're going to get a headache.
Okay.
I say double down. Go in the other direction. Make a
drink
mocha pot every morning.
So much.
For just yourself.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I love coffee. Yeah.
Me too. I like the routine of it.
Yeah, that's how I am. I could switch to decaf.
As a decaf drinker now, it's okay.
That's my problem. I don't like the taste of it too often.
It's fine. It just
tastes like trash.
You do end up missing the like come up where you're like, yes. I'm waking up. You'll drink it and be like, this is warm and I have to poop. That's great.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. What? Coffee gets
no,
it going.
No, I know. I know.
I love it.
Not disagreeing.
I'm going to say something that's so random, but it made me think of it. So for the first time the other night, my son scared me. And has nothing to do
with
coffee.
Like, he was just like chilling there, and all of a sudden he just pulled out a knife. And you're like, whoa. And he was just like.
No. No. I wish it was like as obvious as that. It showed me that A, I watch too many horror movies.
Okay.
And B, my son, like sometimes him and my husband do fun things together and then he does it to me and I'm like, what is that? I was holding him, cuddling, ready for bed, and he has had his head on my chest and then he looked up and went,
oh my God. Okay, yeah, that's scary.
Oh, yeah,
as hell.
So he did the grudge at you.
And then, I'm not even exaggerating. And then he went like this.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I was like, don't freak out, Amanda. And then I naturally.
Yeah, you'll give him a complex.
I naturally.
I'm glad you're such a good parent because me, I'd have been like, oh, and I would have thrown
no,
him.
I turned around to like be like, is there a demon behind me? I literally went like this. I went, stay calm. Because he looked at me and he was like.
That's scary.
And I was like.
Find out your son has asthma and you're like, yeah, I thought it was a demon, but I had to take him in.
And so he kept doing that nonstop. And then finally, I just had to like push through it. No, I just had to like.
Sorry, I had a
Jane
bit of a
is
yawn.
Watching me yawning so hard.
Okay, sorry. We've been recording Reddit stories all day.
I'm kidding. You have permission. But anyways, I was just rocking him. And then finally I put him down and I went up to H and I was like, I had like my first moment of like fear. Because this apparently happens with parents where they have like moments of fear.
Yeah.
Remember when we saw the John Mulaney stand up and he talked about his son in the rearview mirror?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to be called who shall not be named or something.
No, he wanted to be called like a scary,
his son.
Scary man or
scary
something.
Scary man or something.
So, like, yeah, he had a joke about
kids
it.
Kids get scary. And also like horror movies.
Kids are creepy
play
as
on that.
Fuck.
But yeah. This was my first time ever being scared. And I went up to H. I was like, so this happened. And he was like, oh, I'm like, what? He was like, sometimes I do that. Like, I'm like, so they mimic everything you do. And randomly one day he was going like this. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Where'd you get that? And then H does it
to
him.
Baby.
Oh, man.
Wow. So H is just teaching him scary shit.
I guess. But like, first time I was scared by my son. And that was
interesting. And it won't be the last.
It will not be the last.
Maybe I need to take a break from horror movies, but I love them.
That's
so
what I'm about to say.
Maybe I need to take a break from my son.
Hey, man, I need to not.
He's been gaslighting
Mowgli,
me left and right.
When the animals hung out with him. Is that a thing you can do?
Nature raise him.
Yeah,
for
nature
a bit,
does it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
No, that'll.
See how that worked with.
Are you pointing.
Harambe?
Yeah.
No, it didn't when. Because. You got shot.
Didn't work.
Anyways,
Harambe.
I'm going to start with one of my top fives.
Okay, so what we're doing today,
yeah,
by the way.
Let's explain it.
We're doing top fives. We'll talk about top fives in general, but you're going to read out five things that are a top five of something, and we're guessing what the list is.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. I wonder if I should start strong or just middle it. I'm going to go middle it.
Yeah, middle it.
Okay,
yeah.
here are my
Middleton.
Top fives.
Okay.
And obviously the first one that I read is my top.
Oh, I don't have all
Oh, we don't
ordered.
Like that?
I mean, that's fine. I'm saying I don't have mine ordered, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just a category.
Okay, fine.
but we'll know that this is you're starting with number one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Sand.
Okay.
Ocean. Furry carpet. Cool tile. Oh. Clay balls.
Okay. This favorite things to like lay down in? Like to
favorite things to have on your feet?
Yes.
Oh.
Damien is
Wow.
Thanks.
Those are good. Clay balls, yeah.
They are,
yeah, you guys know what I'm
balls?
Talking about.
Clay balls.
Like a Korean spa.
Yeah.
Got it. I ended up getting those like lacrosse style like therapy balls to like
undo
the knots and I got a massage a few weeks back and I don't do that. I was like, God, I'm so tense after, you know, being on planes and stuff. And you guys, my energy is better. Like they got knots out of my back where I'm like, have I just been carrying this shit for like 6 years?
Yes.
Did you get a massage where it's like they're beating you up, or a massage that's like a little more like
it nice? Hurt a lot?
Yeah.
I think it's
and then
beat.
Afterwards,
oh, whenever
like,
I get a whenever I get a massage, I'm like, I want you to try to kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break my bones.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah.
It's not like people like whenever I see massages advertised and it's very like soothing, relaxing. Yeah. I'm like, that is not my experience, and I don't want it to be.
I can go to sleep. Why?
Yeah.
But the only thing is you have to be really careful when you send like your mom to one of those massage places when she's visiting, because she's not prepared.
Oh, no.
I literally sent her to my favorite place where they fuck you up. Like your ribs are this close to cracking.
Yeah.
And she got out and she was like, I mean, I felt like I needed to, you know, say uncle when I was in there. She's like, they slapped me.
They truly do like WWE finishers on you sometimes where they like get up on the table and they're like pulling your leg back. And it's like stretching your like your quads in a great
from
way.
From the top rope.
But it's like truly, it's like bam.
Finisher.
And when they like truly step on your neck, they're like stepping on my neck.
Okay.
Not kidding.
I don't know if they're
no, you know
to do
when
that
they,
on the neck.
At like Wii Spa and like Korean spas, when they like get, they have the bars high above.
Well, yeah, the lady had the
so
bars.
So they're like stepping. They're stepping on your neck? Back, and they would walk on your back up to basically my neck.
That's crazy.
You got special treatment.
People are nodding their heads. I'm not alone
no,
in this.
Wow. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Also, I did not mean to detract that much from your top five. I just thought of like the therapy balls. Oh my God, it changed my because you asked what it was. And
this is
no, I love it. I mean,
that's what we do.
Those are the massages that I love. And also, I will say, witnessing people get into a clay ball room is probably the funniest thing.
I've never been in a clay ball room.
Same.
Whoa, guys! If you want to have
like a ball pit.
It is like little
like
clay balls
ball
that are
pit.
Like this. It's dead silent, and you're laying there, and the balls are warm. It feels amazing, and you're laying there.
And then some kid pops up out of the balls. Just like,
I've been here for five days.
No, no, now you're gonna scare me, guys. Stop.
I lost a fly down there.
Where are my French flies? No, people try to come in and get to their spot, and they walk, and they're like, oh, ow, ooh, shit, God.
So I'm imagining the whole surface of the ground is covered with
clay balls.
So it's like a Scooby-Doo slipping on marbles situation.
Pretty much, but they're trying to get to their spot, but they're just like struggling.
Sounds
so
like it'd be hard.
Hard
to relax when someone's like, fuck.
It is really hard.
Jesus Christ, ow.
God, it is really hard.
It's one of your favorites. I'm trying to think of things that I love to step on. Like beneath my feet. That's a really nice one. Oh, you know when you're walking on tile and you're barefoot and you're walking on tile and then you make your way to one of those soft like padded like mats.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And you get to step off something really like concrete onto something really soft.
Yes.
That moment is amazing.
That moment is nice.
I like that a lot. I think honestly the top five that you gave other than clay balls because I don't know what that's like. Would more or less be mine, like a really comfortable carpet, like a really soft. But one thing I do love is going outside and there's like hot concrete, but not too hot. And you're in your bare feet and you're like, ooh, this is a good level of like hot, and
Selena
I can't stay on this for long.
I don't get that.
People like to feel a little bit of the burn.
Like, I don't do well in heat, but if I'm like, I only need to be out here for a minute, and
do you like hot leather seats, though? You know, when you go into someone's car and it's been in the sun for too long and you're like, ow.
I don't love hot leather seats, but I don't mind the, I think I've brought this up before on Smosh stuff. I don't mind the really hot air for just like 30 seconds, like getting in the car and being like, wow, just like, oh, it's the, I'm full of infrared. And
wow.
Then, and then you turn on the air.
So hot concrete.
Hot concrete.
What else? Anything else? Like fuzzy socks, I was also thinking about.
Okay.
Very gently, my cat. Like if I'm laying on the sofa and my cat's sleeping there,
what
and I'll just go like.
What is happening?
My cats like, don't tolerate that with for my some reason.
Freya just loves being a floppy pillow.
Little feet
on
the cat.
Cats are so weird with what they do tolerate and then don't.
Tuppence is getting better. But
yeah?
Yeah.
Learning the way.
Learning the way. Well,
the
he's
way
like,
of you putting your feet on?
Not the feet, but actually he did sniff my toe the other day. But no, like more that like.
He didn't even.
Oh. You wake up, you're like, why are my feet wet? He's like.
Yeah, I'm raising him to be a pervert. No, he just like, he like curled feet into my cat. Tummy and he's starting to be like, okay, I just want to be like near you. And you know, then he like laid against my butt the other day, just like. So nice. he's getting better with just like wanting the contact.
Bones has weirdly switched. He for the longest time wanted to be spooned in bed. Like he would like be little spoon.
Yeah.
He wanted to just be wrapped up and held. But nowadays he's become, for some reason it suddenly switched and he's now end of the bed cat.
He's matured.
But cats switch around. And I think is it like a instinctual hunting thing that they find different spots? It's like, okay, I'm posted up here for a while.
I don't know.
And he's guarding your feet.
But they never stay in one place for that long.
Cat.
Yeah,
they'll be like, he'll be at the end of the bed for a while, and then he's gonna find a new spot that he chills in.
Freya has decided that this like this one stuffed animal next to the sofa on the right is like her new spot. And at first, I was worried because it was right before I was about to travel a bunch, and she's just sitting there half under the sofa in this weird spot. I'm like, what's wrong? What is different? Why are you like hiding and sleeping in this weird spot? And it turns out that's just her new thing.
It's just what she wants.
It's
wow.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Shopify. There are a ton of what ifs when starting a new business.
Oh yeah, when we first started Smosh Mouth, we really had to like get into our groove and figure out what worked for us, and it was like really scary, but really exciting.
And starting a business means finding the best partners or programs to accomplish your goals. This is why Smosh uses Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Rare Beauty and Heinz to brands just getting started.
And I love that Shopify offers templates because it's like one less thing for us to worry about, and there's so many that matches our vibe.
You know what I care about? Having an expert in commerce. They can help with managing inventory, international shipping, and processing returns. And everything is in one place. Payments, analytics, and more.
And Shopify does our merch website. I don't know if you've seen it. First of all, Spring Essentials. It is so good, so clean, so easy to use.
Absolutely. It's time to turn those what ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/smosh. Go to shopify.com/smosh. That's shopify.com/smosh. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yeah. Damien, would you want to read a top five?
I would love to do one. You know what?
Would you?
Here I go. Scarlet. Gold. Yellow. One you can't sweat out. Saturday night.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
What is it?
Is it fever?
Yeah, top five types of fever.
So you love Scarlet Fever the most?
It's the best. High mortality rate. It's so
one you can't sweat out. Okay, that's really, really good.
Panic at the Disco album, and
see,
I love it.
I was just struggling with Scarlet.
Fever.
Yep. Scarlet fever, gold fever, yellow fever.
I've never even heard of gold fever.
Well, I just mean like gold rush fever. Like, I've got gold fever.
Okay.
Because there's gold in
different type
them,
of fever.
Their hills.
At first, I thought it was Pokemon that games.
That's why I wrote it that way. I wanted
gold,
to give
yellow.
You a little twist.
I thought it was shirt colors.
Because I thought we were going to be naming these one by one. And so I was like, I'm going to so get Shane for the first three.
Oh. We could do it that way.
Yeah, we could.
But not for that one.
And that one's done.
Now it's kind of fucked.
That one we put to bed. This is really fun, though.
This is going to be weird. When you get sick, is there one sickness that you get and you're kind of like, it's like kind of cool with this at times?
Honestly, I'm kind of a baby. Because I'm such a workaholic that anything feels like, no, now I can't do my stuff.
Yeah.
I
hate being sick, but there is something like when you get like just a mild cold and it's like the type that you're just kind of like tired and it's like, all right, you know, it almost like, because I'm a workaholic at times, it gives me the like excuse that I'm like, I have to lay down.
You can kind of deal with
true.
It. But once I have like a sore throat and a fever, it sucks.
Oh yeah.
If it's throat, I'm pissed. And also like, I know people who have like major migraines and stuff. Tiny headaches will take me out.
Headaches,
I feel like such a baby.
I'm done. I cannot handle a headache.
Headaches
at all.
Suck.
I am so grateful. I am someone who does not get headaches, because I'm down for the count.
Yeah.
I have a mild one.
Yeah. Headaches
down
suck.
Down for the count.
Now that you mention it, I don't really mind this. How do I phrase this?
Rashes all over your body.
Yeah, no, I hate that one. I don't really mind stuff that like makes you really go to the bathroom a bunch. Like if your stomach is kind of like, if I feel kind of sick and want to throw up, that's awful. But like out the other end, I'm like, great, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom a bunch.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? This is gonna sound insane. Right?
I can't.
And I don't want this. But like after you have food poisoning, and after like the food poisoning is like the worst of it is done. Right? And you're just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
There's something a little nice about being so like, it feels like you're in a crater in the ground. And you're just like, well, I have to relax.
You're like, my body, I am empty.
My body cannot do anything. You have been cleansed.
Empty.
It looks like after like a crazy rainstorm, like you open the door the next morning and like the sun is coming up and the air is clear and like, yeah, there's a shit ton of sticks everywhere because half the trees went down. But yeah,
because
like,
there was a tornado outside.
Yeah, there was a tornado.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
That represents the diarrhea. And
right.
Yeah, but then.
Right.
Then you're otherwise fine.
Yeah.
No, I like
so
that.
That is probably the only good part of being sick ever.
But I would rather have a fever and chills than be throwing up.
Throwing up is the worst.
I remember one time I was really, really sick when I was pregnant, and I also had food poisoning at the same time, and I think you did the same week.
Really?
Yeah. And I was green in the face watching all the X-Men's, like laying in bed like this.
Well, that's why you're so sick.
Really.
I've been to the hospital for food poisoning before. Like
they told me I should go in, but I did not want to throw up. And H was like, you are green in the face. You are pregnant. You need to throw up. And I was like, no.
I've definitely told the story of me having food poisoning on set.
Yeah.
Before on the show, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I forget.
And that's it. That's all we're gonna do.
And that's it. The worst food poisoning I ever had. I had it.
It was on Goldberg's, right?
I was on Goldberg's. It was in the middle of shooting. It was in the middle of a scene. And my cast turned to me. And he looks me in the face. I didn't say anything. He just looks at me and just goes, go to the bathroom. And I truly was just like, and I tumbled out while people were in the middle of their dialogue. And it was awful.
You can tell.
Oh,
but like,
And it hits immediately.
More like Shat Bradley.
Nice. Yeah. It's truly you're immediately sick.
Did I tell you that when we were in Denver for Reddit, I turned on the hotel TV
and it
was immediately the Goldbergs.
Like, I can't
and
escape
I was like,
them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, fucking deal with it.
No, it was cute. I watched a little bit of it. Like 1 second or 2 seconds.
Okay.
Then
I've got
throwing it.
Mine are all silly.
Okay.
Okay, we like silly.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
20.
Oh my god.
5. Goodness. 1. 150.
Top 5 bills of cash.
You fucking nailed it, dude.
I have a feeling, methinks I'm going to lose
this
game.
There's no winning.
That is not a game.
Hey, we're just having fun here.
And that's fine.
Well, to correct the point of order, there's no winning. There is losing.
That's really fun. Amanda's losing. So wait, your favorite bill is what?
My favorite bill. Okay, so my favorite bills, first is $20. $20 bill is the king, right?
It's like, got the shittiest dude on it, though.
I know. That sucks, but it is the
wait,
best.
Wait, what's your favorite bill?
$20 bill. It's just a good number to have. Like,
who's on that? Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson. He's a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he really is.
We should tell him.
He's like the worst.
Tell him.
Andrew Jackson.
Get his ass.
$5 bill, though.
Crispy.
Yeah, the best of the presidents on there. But I just mean as a number, as like, for when you're like...
Five is fun.
Five is a good one because it's like, oh, this is really nice for a lot of situations.
Yes.
It can cover a lot.
20 is like, this might be too much.
20 is going to have to get broken up most likely, but...
I feel like if you're going to bring a 20, it's probably you probably need it for something more. Mm-hmm. And you're just too many 20s you have to bring.
Yeah.
And $1 bill.
I like a $1 bill.
Now,
if you have a couple $1 bills, that can be really handy.
Those can get crumpled.
Whoa.
So my dad loves carrying $1 bills, but he has a Datsun, and I don't know what the Datsun steel is, but they like to burrow.
Is that like a what?
Do you know what a Datsun?
A
hot dog dog?
Are you saying...
Am I wrong?
What did you say? One more time, what did you say?
I said Datsun.
Yeah, that's not what it's called.
What's it called?
It's a dachshund.
It's
with a DCH.
No, it's
you
weird.
Shut
it's
your
weird.
Mouth.
It's weird.
No.
So it's I'm a, not,
it's
I'm
a,
not
it's a dachshund son.
It's D-A-C-H-S-U-N-D.
S-H-U-N-D.
It's like even weirder, yeah.
Dachshund.
Well, he has a dachshund, and they apparently like to burrow.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
My dad keeps $1 bills in his pocket. Shut up.
Wait.
My dad keeps $1 bills in his pocket, and sometimes he'll fall asleep on the couch, and all you see is his Datsun just aggressively burrowing in his pocket and ripping up crumpled $1 bills. So when I think of $1 bills, I just think of the Datsun getting dollar bills out of my dad's pocket.
Why
is there something wrong with me?
Well, no, it's just
like... something wrong with you. You just described the weirdest situation.
The dog knows currency. Why not keep like snossages
sure?
in the pocket?
Oh,
like
trust
and
me.
And your dad has not changed anyway. Where he puts the $1. He has lost so
he
much.
Goes,
well, don't victim blame. The man's being robbed. Like,
no. Do victim blame because my dad does the same thing. He goes, Oh, Rosie, what are you doing? And then he still will put his dollar bills and then have them like this and then go, ksh! And then shove them in his pockets.
Oh, that sucks.
So he goes, girls, hold on, girls, I got
bad.
Some cash. Hold on, girls, let
just
me get some cash for you. And you're just like,
Jesus.
Don't do that.
I hate a crumpled dollar bill.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Oh,
I do like dollar bills
gross.
Because it's like, I was just in Philadelphia for the first time. It was great. And like, I walked past two different street musicians. And they were both awesome. And I got to go like, here you go. And put it in the little bin. But if it's a five, you're like, fuck, giving $5. Like, I want to support, but I kind of
like,
need this five.
Nice.
But then like, you don't want to just be like, here's some coins that fucking nobody uses anymore.
Coins,
like a dollar is nice.
Coins. The only coins that matter, I'm so sorry to say it, is quarters. Because laundry.
Sacagawea begs to differ.
Quarters are useful. There are parts
you're
of,
so right. What is that, half dollar?
$1.
Oh, that's $1.
That's a whole dollar right there.
It's a dollar you
and
can
pennies?
Throw.
Are those still in print? Or
they're in circulation. Those? I don't know if they're being printed. $2 bills are in circulation.
I have a $2 bill.
Me
a
too.
A lot of people like think they're rare. They're only rare because people keep them thinking, wow, I found them. But like they make them every year.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only ever gotten one.
Shout out to the person who paid me only in $2 bills at the con because they were
Whoa.
Like, I really wanted to share this and like show off, and because it was fresh $2 bills from the bank, and I was like, that's cool.
Holy shit!
You have
Who's
a lot
on
of luck.
The $2 bill? Is it
Jefferson?
Like Jefferson?
I think it's Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, God
there's,
is
there's
on the $2
Selena
bills.
Studying
yeah.
for Jeopardy.
Still?
Yeah.
When anything. Are you getting on Jeopardy?
I don't know. We'll see.
I saw some in a hotel room. I like watched a couple episodes and I was like, Selena could beat the shit out of any of these people.
She could crush it. I have another
oh,
one.
Wait. Should I? Did I? I did mine.
You
I
didn't
did
explain
mine.
Why you like 150 or whatever. I don't know.
100,
if you had a...
yeah,
that's
I mean,
interesting.
That's, then it's just those are the final ones. 100's just too big. I'm not like, that's crazy.
It's kind
Unless
of
you're
flex,
in Vegas
though.
And you're trying to just lose everything.
Buy a candy bar with a $100 bill. Just be like, can you break this?
Yeah, that's it, tough. That's,
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Do you want to go one at a time and we guess?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sick.
Sick.
Favorite kind of day.
Did he nail it?
No.
Oh, sick. Okay. Favorite type of like adjectives to respond to something with? Like be like, oh, this. Be like, sick.
Mm. Nasty.
Oh.
Favorite level of doing good in Tony Hawk. Nice. Like, your Ollie was sick.
That's
nasty.
Crazy. That's literally it.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Damien.
That's fine.
Best ways to be described?
Ew.
Oh. Top responses to someone doing something gross.
Yeah. Top responses to finding a big ol' doo-doo on the ground.
Horrific.
One of like Angela's stories, what you say to it.
That's good. Stop. That's the last one. So sick, nasty, ew, horrific, stop.
Is that's a chance response. Top five chance responses.
Pretty good.
No?
I don't know. I give up.
It's actually words for things I love. So anytime I see like a character or like a video or like a wig or like, I'm like, ew, that's horrific. Stop. Sick. Nasty.
Is that what you meant by all that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm weird like that. I'm so weird like that. Like if someone comes out in a character, I'm like, oh my God, that
horrific.
Is like, ew. Or when someone says like a thing, I'm just like, ew, but I love it.
You're right.
I'm horrible.
Because that's like, to you, that's like, that's what's funny.
I'm just like, ooh.
Because you love like nasty. Sick, fucked up characters.
Yeah, I do.
Most of your characters are gross.
Thank you.
I kind of genuinely, like, your characters always have some sort of like gross aspect to them.
It's like a lot of like, they're kind of like, I want you to see my character like, If they were like, all right, I'm going to get out of the house today and I'm going to talk to that one guy.
Yeah.
And they just let it all hang out. Not physically, but like.
Because in either upcoming or already released episode of Bit City, you play a pop star, like a retired pop star. Mm-hmm. And her name is Dariah Rhea.
Yeah, that was a crazy
and
episode.
And that is nasty.
And she is kind of nasty.
And I fell so deep into her, I don't even know where Amanda was not there. It was a get out situation.
We would cut and you would stay in.
I was so low in my body that Dariah took over.
And we have another episode of Bit City coming out soon where you're playing a man and you're maybe the grossest man we've ever had.
You are like a crumpled dollar bill.
I'm not a man in that episode.
You're what?
Which episode?
I don't want to say the public access.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the Rory episode. I was like,
no,
I
not, mean, not Dariah Rhea. No, I'm saying you have another.
No, the teenage. Okay, I thought you meant the teenager one.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I play a man.
We haven't filmed it yet.
We haven't filmed it yet.
We have something that we haven't filmed yet that you're playing the grossest man ever.
But you get it. It's like, I love to kind of show that, like, that side of people that are just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That like only their close friends get to see, but they've decided to just let it out today.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I feel like Sarah Christ is sticky.
She's so sticky.
Yeah.
I
feel like most of your characters have a little bit of the energy of the guy who's just fully naked in the locker room at a public gym.
And he just like gives a quick slap on the butt. Oh, and he's like, nice one.
I was going to give a quick slap to someone else's sack. Yeah. Woo! You're like,
that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah.
That one is higher than mine. How'd you do that, man?
How'd you do that, dude?
Woo!
Baritone soprano.
You just zoom away and it's two guys and one guy going like this, but you can only see the back of them.
Foghorn Leghorn, I'll say.
Whoa! How do you turn this thing on?
Let me turn this lamp on real quick. Okay.
Bing! Woo! They came alive.
Jesus.
Lower than I expected.
Christ.
Hey.
Okay. So, what was the theme of this episode again?
top fives.
Yeah.
Your eyes are soaked.
I know.
Okay.
God.
I got another one I'm ready for.
I'm ready for it.
Fuck yeah.
My home.
Okay.
Safe space.
Favorite places to be.
The Smosh office.
Places I spend the most time.
Yeah. Monday through Friday places.
Ooh, I think I know it on the next one.
A nice hotel.
Best places to sleep.
He doesn't sleep here. Does he?
People sleep here.
I don't
Damien's taken. You've taken
best
some
places
naps.
To eat food.
An airport lounge.
most social he's had. No, what are you talking about? He's home first.
Favorite places to get work done?
A Barnes and Noble.
Favorite places to read?
Favorite place to take a dump. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. So.
Smosh office?
There's. Yeah. Oh, I'm not a big fan of this place to take
well,
a dump.
Well, it's great because like.
Barnes and Noble, eh?
Oh, yeah. So you've heard about the bookstore thing?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
You know I haven't. How dare you?
Okay.
How dare you?
So it's a real. I think it's been studied that when you walk into a bookstore, for some reason, it makes you gotta shit.
Do you know why? I think because
wait, sorry, you just said you didn't know, and
I didn't know, but now.
But now she's gonna learn you.
She's
gonna learn you.
I'm gonna catch on fast. I feel like because it's very relaxing and cozy.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I think there's just this aspect to it that's like, oh, it's a little bit nicer than like, do you have a bathroom? Like, you know they do, and it's probably well put together.
Yes.
Smosh Office, what I like about it is, you know, a lot of our bathrooms are gender neutral, but sometimes they're gender neutral and they're still built specifically where you're like, oh, this used to be a men's room. Yeah. So you have to lock the door behind you because it can only be you in there because you don't know who's going to walk in. Mm-hmm. And there's two urinals and a still locked stall mm-hmm. on the left. And so I'm like, I have two layers of protection. No one's going to walk in. Mm-hmm. I can just...
It's true. That is nice.
It's great.
Some of them, all of them are a little different though. But I love the ones that are, you walk in and there's a stall and you lock, you get multiple levels
yeah,
of
two security. Barriers. If someone's trying to get to you, you're like, good luck. I'm going to finish shitting before you can kill me.
No.
I'll be fully done.
Wow.
The Barnes & Noble thing is very real though. And I know that because I love Barnes & Noble. I love shopping for books.
And they know
Every
about you.
Every time I would go in there. And they know about me.
They're like, here he comes. Here he
like,
comes.
Move.
Well, I'm fine when I walk in.
People
I'm fine.
Dive out of his way.
When I walk in, I'm okay. They I walk in and they're like, oh, okay, he's fine
you
for now.
You pick up one book, like, psychology.
I'm going to take this in there for a minute. Give it a test drive.
But it's like gravity shifts when you walk into a Barnes & Noble.
It does.
And truly, you're just like, oh, my God.
The employees turn to you and go to the bathroom.
Run!
We just blew up Barnes & Noble's spot, literally.
Yeah.
It's all bookstores.
It's all bookstores.
And libraries are probably the same case.
Maybe.
I thought their theory was that something with like the page like glue and stuff in the air and whatever.
I think that's giving everyone too much credit.
Yeah.
I think it's just like cozy
nice
books.
Maybe everyone's just bored as hell because they hate reading.
Probably.
But not
no.
me.
I just like, I don't know, when you're out with your, like I remember being out with my family when I was a kid, like shopping, and if you had to use the restroom, like what's the nicest option? Like, oh,
that's so
hope
true.
They have a bathroom in the Circuit City. Like,
true.
No, there's a Barnes & Noble right there.
So true.
Do you know what I wish? I wish there was like a restaurant that you could only come and read.
I think they have, I mean, they,
like,
they have
there's
like
no
cafes.
Talking.
Oh, no talking.
Don't get me wrong. I love talking in a restaurant, but like it would be fun to, I don't know. I guess just, people do that in coffee
you
shops.
You know what's, this was such a weird culture shock experience, but in Japan, there's a ramen place called Ichiran, mm-hmm. and it's delicious, but it is a single stall ramen place. So you walk in and you don't sit with anyone. You go and you have your stall and it's blocked off from everyone around you. And even you don't see the waiters or anything because it's their faces are, you just see like their hands come in with the food and everything's like you write down what you want and hand it off.
What?
And you never talk to a single person the entire time.
Did you like that?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Especially because ramen is such a like...
personal.
It's kind of messy. And
it's like
everything.
Hot. There's noodles flopping everywhere.
So
like.
I'm kind of like, it's a nice one for me to just...
Yeah.
And this is for people who are like in and out.
Is it only just one spot? Like what if you have someone else with you?
You go sit different stalls.
Wow.
But like no one wants to see a man with a beard eat soup. You know what I mean?
Never.
Am I right, James?
Never.
Nobody wants to see that gross shit. Am I right, James? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm married to that. So.
But it's such an interesting experience of like, oh, like a singular experience.
I like that.
And then it does remind me, though, of pubs in like England. When I've gone to, that's my first experience. The first time I went to London and I walked into a pub that was fully packed. That's when it hit me how loud Americans are. And I was like, wow, it's so quiet here. And there'll be someone at the bar, at the pub, reading a book
yep.
with a full-ass beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't do that at bars in America because it's so fucking loud.
And they'll
it's
call you
so
a nerd.
Loud.
Yeah, and they'll beat you
and
up.
And they'll
yeah.
be on you about it. They're just like, so, especially as like a female, I'm sorry, but you just can't, you can't really sit at a bar by yourself.
Yeah. yeah.
People and I would love to. Fuck it.
Like, was that East of Eden? Do you want a martini?
And I'll be like, yeah.
Cool.
Hey. I'll take a martini.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
We got this.
We got this.
Jumbo.
Strip club.
Favorite type of shrimp?
Mega.
Words for big.
Types of ladon.
Boob sizes.
Yeah, sizes of yabos. Big ol' yabos.
Knocker sizes.
The game.
The movie with, what's his name?
Wait.
Because that's a great movie.
What movie?
The Game.
Oh.
What's his name? The guy who's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Is it like...
Never watched The Game.
Great movie.
I feel like it's going to be something like Jumbo Monopoly, Mega Monopoly, like Monopoly, The Game, or like something like that.
Oh. Okay.
Legacy.
Baff! Baff Legacy.
Betrayal.
Legacy?
That's... Yeah.
No, I know.
And then finally just, yeah, the original...
Oh, it's got to be some movie series. Or is it Uno? No, why would it be The Game?
No, because he would have said No Mercy. Jumbo, Mega, Legacy.
Those are definitely my two tops of this category. Definitely. Jumbo and Mega. And I think in that order.
If this is a video game, I'm out.
It's not a video game.
If this is
well,
a
it
mo-
is. It.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. Huh? Maybe, maybe yes and no.
So is it a...
You know this, though.
Is it a movie?
The movie's one of them.
Wait. Yeah. Star Trek.
No.
Star Trek Jumbo.
Jumbo Star Trek.
Selena, you got this?
James did.
Yeah. Of course James did.
Okay.
Jumbo.
Jumbo. It's Jumbo that's really throwing me
Jumbo,
off.
Jumbo, Mega, Legacy.
Oh, Pokemon. Not Pokemon. Sonic. The Hedgehog.
Mega Sonic?
And I mean, Jumbo Sonic.
There's Super Sonic and Hyper Knuckles. It stands to reason that
yeah.
Mega Sonic could
okay.
be.
Thank you, Damien,
corrected.
For supporting
yeah,
me.
No,
do you want me to give it to you?
No, not really.
Okay,
I want another clue. Like, don't be crazy, man. Slow down.
Are we going to, like, kick ourselves for this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. It's favorite Trons.
So you gave it away.
That's awesome. Well, I said,
well, like, because Jumbotron, that's number one.
That's
and
Megatron.
And Megatron.
And Megatron.
Oh, that's great.
And
Megatron.
Legacy. I love
the original.
The game.
Yes. I played the game. Like, they
really?
It was like a web browser game that I found at one point. Like
was
Tron,
that guy's
the,
name?
Where you just.
What about Tron Bond, the character from Mega Man Legends?
Mm.
He doesn't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
What a larger.
He doesn't know what that is.
Are there other Trons?
Tron Bond.
The original Tron and then the remake of Tron.
I said the original.
I.
And it wasn't a remake. It wasn't a remake. It wasn't a remake.
Where are we?
Because, what's his name?
What planet are we on?
Because,
Kurt.
What's the guy who's in the original?
Yes, yes, yes.
He's in the, like,
the
reboot,
guy who's in the old man.
And he'd
man?
Been stuck in the game that, all that time.
You guys, what's it? Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, and he fights Clue, his, like, weird
yes,
fucking
yes, yes,
clone
yes.
version. I thought those movies are.
Wait,
are
isn't his
cool.
son? In
it's his son.
The...
That's why it's Legacy, I think. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because that's his legacy.
It's also in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you could have added that, and then we would have gotten
the game.
It.
I wanted to find other types of Trons.
No,
like
that's
Megatron
great.
That's really fun.
Yeah, but Jumbotron, like, you can't beat that. It's funny whenever I'm at a sports game and like they're on the field. You bought tickets to go see the live thing. But you end up watching the Jumbotron so much.
Have you ever been on the Jumbotron, like you smiling or on the kiss cam or anything?
No, I don't want that.
Well, you don't get to choose. They choose you.
I know,
you.
They can find you.
Yes.
I don't want to, you know what's a fear of mine is they do that thing
where they
like,
go,
do the
you look-alikes. Like
celebrity lookalikes.
Celebrity lookalikes, and then they'll be like, ugly fucking fuck face. Yeah. And they're like, oh!
Piece of shit. Like,
and you're there just like, oh!
It's my favorite clips to watch. And then the people are like,
yeah.
No.
Or they die laughing.
The worst is when the people can I be honest, I get a little mad at them, even though it's not their fault at all. When people are on the Jumbotron and they don't realize they're on the Jumbotron,
I'm like, look!
Until it's always the split last second, and they're like, And then it cuts away.
But that's, and the also, person's like,
and you're like, look,
them.
That's the opposite, look, dumbass.
That's the opposite of what you're talking about. You're like, you're spending all this money and you're gonna watch the Jumbotron.
I know,
and
now no,
you're like,
exactly.
This idiot's not watching.
They're enjoying.
It.
They're actually doing the right thing. I'm the problem.
No, you're not. I also hate those people too.
It's not a justified
I just
emotion.
Go so hard.
It's what I feel.
No, yeah. I get it.
They fucking suck. I hope they die.
Yeah, no. Hey, I didn't say that.
I hope they trip running 110 miles per hour and then get shredded to dust by the road.
Damn.
It does make me think about the that Coldplay concert again. That shit was, that was truly hilarious.
I think she went on a talk show to be like,
she's like,
what the hell?
Stop.
This ruined my life. So I'll never forget. I think I had given birth like 2 days ago and my sister was staying with us and she's like, oh my God. So this Coldplay thing, and I was like, and that's, she was just like, man, oh man. This Coldplay thing, it's crazy. Like, look at this picture. Oh my God. Everyone at my work is freaking out about it. And I was like,
oh, I made a human.
Did I was like, I was not there.
Yeah.
And then later I went, oh my God, there was this Coldplay thing. And H is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It was
welcome
really,
back.
Really crazy.
It was really sad. Do you know what the thing is? If they didn't react, nobody, I get why they did, but nobody would have noticed.
Oh, Chris Martin literally goes, oh, I think they're cheating. he literally was like, well, that response, yeah, you guys are cheating. And then she was head of HR.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, dude.
I know.
Dude, all the way down.
Yeah. It's bad.
Don't cheat.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But anyways, okay.
Okay, I have, okay, ginger.
Snaps.
Smells.
I love ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps.
Mint.
Spice Girls.
Is this favorite types of ice cream? Because I know you'd pick some weird shit.
Yeah, it is, you stupid
really?
Idiot.
I love mint ice cream.
Ginger ice cream?
It's literally my favorite.
I've never even...
Mashti Malone says the best ginger ice cream I've ever had.
I knew
it's
that...
Persian ice cream.
When you've talked about sweets and ice cream, you like more of the like...
I thought you were going to get messed up with ginger and mint.
Mint ice cream?
No, yeah.
I don't like mint ice cream, but I know like a lot of people do.
Amanda and I love it.
Oh my God.
I do not like mint ice cream.
Okay, here are the other ones. Mango.
Mango. Lavender.
I love lavender, but I put rose. I prefer rose over lavender.
I've
never
rose.
Had rose ice cream, but I love rose as a flavor.
Okay, you need to go to Mashti Malone's because they do a saffron pistachio.
Nasty Malone's?
Dotson Malone?
Nasty Malone's ice cream.
Mashti, I'm probably saying it wrong. Mashti Malone's.
Okay.
It's Persian and it's epic.
It sounds incredible.
Saffron pistachio rose ice cream.
That sounds expensive.
That sounds
no, it's so
pricey.
Good. And then toffee is like my last favorite.
It's great.
But they have a ginger with real ginger in it. So good.
I've got some, dude. The other day I got some pints that I put in my
you nasty
what
boy.
Kind of pints you
okay,
get?
Slow down.
I got some crazy ice cream in my
dude.
Freezer.
Oh my God.
I got horchata ice cream.
Yum.
Sounds great.
Dude. Yum.
Oh my God.
Sounds good.
Oh my God.
I had some of that last night. I was losing my mind.
You were doing what?
What are you
what were you doing while you're eating the ice cream?
I'm eating the ice cream. I don't do anything.
Whoa.
I am zoned
in. Do you eat the ice cream at your table? No
I eat it in the
silence?
I eat it in the kitchen. I truly pull it out of the freezer, throw it in the microwave for 5 seconds, stop 5 seconds, just to soften it up.
I've gone back and forth between thinking each of you was weird in this conversation, and now you're losing
no,
heart.
No, he's the
People
one who's...
throw their fucking... It's
so I never throw it in the...
frozen.
I know, but I guess I just
like
deal with it.
I like to soften it up a tiny bit. Yeah, okay,
I guess
Selena.
I just...
I've never met anyone who also microwaves their ice cream.
Oh, yeah,
so
just for like a little, like
weird.
5 seconds. Just 5 seconds.
You think that's doing much?
So you
I don't
stand?
Like, no, it absolutely does. It absolutely
so you're just in your
it.
Kitchen, completely bottomless, eating ice cream.
Yeah. Just a tank top, no bottom, and I am
Donald
eating ice cream.
It.
I truly do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't watch a movie or anything? Like
I don't eat it
I
for that
put
long.
On a horror movie.
I truly like I
he
eat
does
it for
like 3 bites.
Oh
not
shit.
Fully 3 bites, but like, you know, a little 10. Bit and then I cover it back up, put it in the freezer and then
I want to take my sweet
It's like a stop.
Time.
I'm not sitting down with it.
Mine is like scoop a little bowl, I sit down with it.
Oh no, I'm it's for me it's like bam.
Whoa.
We're stopping by, we're having some ice cream, we're getting out of here.
What's your favorite ice cream?
See, I love kind of all of them.
Yeah.
I really do.
Except like, for mint,
as
you said.
No, I don't dislike chocolate mint. If I was like, if I was like on a vacation, it's like, oh, all we have in the freezer is chocolate chip mint ice cream, or just fully mint ice cream.
I don't even know the name. It's mint.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Chip.
Mint
chocolate chip.
Oh, I kind of let it slide.
It's around
because he's like, being a dickhead right now, so I really let it slide.
If I was sitting, like, if I was somewhere and it's like all we have is mint chocolate chip ice cream, I'd be like, I will have a bowl of that and I will enjoy it. So in my freezer, though, I have horchata.
Yum.
I have a chocolate, like, or it's a, not a chocolate. It's a like a cookie dough, like vanilla with cookie
dough.
Fuck
me
up. It's crazy.
Yum.
And then I have it's the Graham Central Station. It's a Graham.
Is that Ben & Jerry's?
No, it's from Handel's.
Oh.
It's a Graham cracker flavored ice cream that also has like pieces of Graham cracker that are like really softened up because of the ice cream. It's crazy.
Have y'all done
dude.
Afters? Because Afters has an ube brownie. Ube brownie
Wait,
ice cream.
I love ube.
It'll change your life. Afters ube brownie. And they've also got like cereal milk flavors. Like it's they got some good flavors.
I love good flavors.
Afters.
Like that.
And then also, I ordered chocolate ice cream and they accidentally didn't send me chocolate. So it says chocolate on the like top. And then I opened up and I'm like, this is definitely not chocolate. And I don't know what it is, but it's delicious.
You got a misprint. That's valuable.
I fucking love it. I'm like, I don't know. Well, they write it with marker. Like, it's like,
oh, like it's a fun place.
And I'm like, oh, you just clearly mislabeled the wrong thing. And I'm like, but I'm eating this and I'm loving it. It's got a little bit of a cinnamon vibe to it.
Ooh.
So I don't know what it is.
Sounds like it could be like a Mexican hot chocolate.
Ooh. Ooh,
that's
I don't think
true.
That was one of their flavors, but.
No, you're wrong.
Ladies, I will
no.
truly, I like, I will
I don't
eat any
like
flavor.
Chocolate ice cream. That's the one.
Oh, me too, Amanda.
Love yuck, yuck. Chocolate
me
ice cream.
Me too.
Oh my God. We're
yes.
soulmates.
Oh my God.
Shane.
Sorry.
I love chocolate ice cream. Chocolate and vanilla are both so good.
Chocolate is Yuckville City.
I don't think it's
the
not
fans
yuck
are gonna
for
come for me so hard in the comments. And you know what? Come at me, bro. Chocolate can suck.
I don't think it's gross. I just think chocolate is better in like every other form where it's like,
agreed.
Okay, it's a baked good. Okay, it's a bar.
It
okay,
tastes,
it's a bonbon. But
fake. It tastes like fake.
Yeah.
I love when they're like, every single place has like a different type of the intensity of it. It's like the super double darkest chocolate
Chaka
ever.
Zuma's revenge.
Yeah, super chocolate fuck you face. And I'm like, yeah, I'm having that.
The devil's sin.
No,
yeah.
I just like chocolate is incredible. I go through phases.
Yeah.
Like sometimes the chocolate gets too intense and I'm like, I'm going to take a break for a bit, go to vanilla for a while, but then I come back and it's great.
Sounds like an abusive relationship that you're in.
No, it's an incredible
but that's how they would describe chocolate ice cream. Like, I'm an abusive.
No, it's more like romance novels where it's like, I'm in love with him, but now I'm in love with him, and I go back and forth.
So
oh, no, and there's
the
only
enemy?
One bed,
so
and now
fucking
I have
both
to...
the ice cream.
I'm fucking both ice creams.
I'm fucking both
and I'm
these.
Standing up in my kitchen doing it.
Yeah.
Courtney's just like, Shane, honey, why is there a hole in the ice cream?
I'm like, no, it's a cylinder. Anyway.
And it's stuck. Nice.
Nice.
All right, go ahead.
How much time do we have left for these? Because I want to get through two more,
I think
ideally.
We're good. I think we're good.
You should do yours back to back.
Okay, I'll do two real quick.
Because I can do mine anytime while Shane doesn't want me to.
Okay.
the fuck
here
did
we
I
go.
Do?
Here we go.
You like chocolate ice cream?
My cat's forehead.
Favorite things to boop.
Favorite things to lick.
What?
Pizza.
Oh.
Favorite things to sniff.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Favorite smells.
Favorite smells.
We got my cat's forehead, pizza, honeysuckle, freshly ground coffee, and a crisp apple candle from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Like specific.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, I think it used to be called Autumn Day, and now it's like crisp apple. Or
that's
something.
Amazing.
You know what's kind of funny? I've known you for so long. I don't think I realized that you loved pizza like that.
I think pizza, it's not even about... It's not even about eating pizza.
It's
I think it's like
pizza.
Going to a restaurant if you're hungry and there's like a pizza being baked and you smell, if you get a whiff of that, you're like, oh, I don't even mean like, oh, it's finally delivered to me.
Like
I mean
pizza
like
by the slice
being
vibes.
In a location where you
yes.
smell the pizza being, and
that's
you're just like,
true.
Oh, those are really, really, freshly brewed coffee. It just, it's a full, to me, smells are full on memories.
Yeah.
Like full on memories. If I smell something and I'm like, I told you that one time that I went up to one of my tables that I was serving, and I said she smelled like my piano teacher.
Oh, that doesn't sure sound that. Good.
She did not love it. Let me tell you, she didn't love it, and for a while I didn't understand why. And now I'm like, oh.
I associate that with like embalming fluid and anger.
Yeah. Hey, my piano teacher is wonderful.
Well, that's great.
She was wonderful and was. Gross.
And no, dead, legally.
It was a straight patchouli smell, and I had no idea what that smelled okay. like. So yeah. I went up to her, and I was like, oh my God, you smell like my older piano teacher.
Yeah, okay, well, you added an adjective to it.
God.
I know.
That no, that's a really valid. It has me thinking, fresh laundry.
That's a, just, like, especially just, bed sheets just put down. Yeah. That almost made the cut.
What's it called when you know that rain? It's about to rain.
Petrichor.
Petrichor.
Or when it's.
I love that smell.
I love like that fresh rain
that, like,
smell.
Like foggy or, rain.
Oh, yeah.
Also ocean, like an ocean breeze. If you
that
like get to
almost
the.
Almost made the cut.
A tropical ocean breeze.
Yes.
Is the best. We don't get it here in California.
No, we don't. Not really.
You can be literally right next to the ocean, and it does not necessarily smell like the ocean here.
Sometimes.
Go
it
to Santa
does.
Monica Pier, and you'll smell something.
Oh yeah,
that's something different.
You'll smell Amanda's piano teacher there.
Still cooking in the sun.
Still cooking.
Can I fire off two more really
Absolutely.
Fast?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I want to get it through a silly one and a real one. All right.
Yeah.
Saw.
Horror movie.
Favorite type of dust.
Stop it now.
Blade.
Movies with Wesley Snipes in it. He's not in Saw.
Favorite cutting tools.
You're probably on the right path.
Machete.
Yeah. Favorite things to slice?
With.
Thank you.
Favorite characters that are also a cutting thing?
That felt vague.
Well, because it's like Saw is a character and Blade is a character and Machete is a character.
Yeah.
Crank.
Favorite movies?
Favorite, with Jason Statham.
Favorite sharp movies.
Okay.
Favorite movies that
I can't
are
handle you
also
right now.
These types of things.
Bolt.
Yeah, these are all movies. What if these are just happen to be your top five favorite movies?
So his is like too vague, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to win this round.
All right.
Okay. okay, I think they're like thriller movies or
Bolt is a Disney movie.
They're my favorite tools that I've purchased. I don't know what you're talking about with all these
you
movies.
You purchased a saw?
Yeah. I've got multiple.
Damn. Take a photo and
a
send
saw,
it to me.
I've got a circular saw. I've got a jigsaw.
Whoa.
Jigsaw?
I don't think I own
come on in.
Any saws.
Well, I've got three. You can steal one.
Hell
you,
yeah.
If you're fast enough.
Yeah.
Circular saw is intense.
Thanks. It's for tools.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just wanted to steer you guys a little silly wrong.
Whoa. I was like on a totally.
It just happens to be five of your favorite tools.
Those are real.
Just,
that's a real one.
I made it to it sound like movies.
Joke. That was awesome.
Thanks.
Machete?
Machete.
Of those five, what's your favorite movie of those?
Saw.
Ew.
Over Blade? Blade rocks.
I haven't seen,
Blade
well,
rocks.
I haven't seen Blade in forever, though. Blade I don't really remember.
Saw, I, no thanks. I don't want to rewatch those. Even though I liked them, no.
I've never seen Crank. I had someone tell me, he's like, you should watch Crank. Dude, that movie's amazing. It also does not, like, it did not age well at all. And I'm like, you're, what,
doesn't
do you
he,
want
like,
me to
have
watch
to have sex
he
to keep
to have,
up
like,
his adrenaline?
He's just like, I'm gonna
fuck everything inside.
I'm gonna have to fuck while I draw.
It's like, I'm gonna have to fuck you, man, to keep up my adrenaline.
Shit to ever come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about any of those
I've
movies.
I've never seen it, but
Jason Statham, I'm sorry, but he can't do no wrong. I love him.
Oh, yeah, he's
the
awesome.
Transporter?
Bolt, I watched while I was at a dentist once.
Oh, shit.
I think forever ago.
What?
Forever ago.
The Wonder Dog.
I think I would. No.
Did they have the sound on?
I think of a different
How long
thing.
Were you sitting
where they,
there?
Where they put those glasses on, you could watch a movie.
Like, oh, yeah. They like peel your eyelids back and they make you watch something and then the guy from Clockwork Orange pops out.
I think it was.
Can I throw out one more really quick one?
Yeah.
Kakapo?
You mean Kakapo?
Kakapo. Okay, keep going.
Oh, God. What is this?
Takahe?
You know, I'm gonna.
I don't.
The kereru?
These have got to be types of like birds, like
birds in Japan.
Victoria crowned pigeon.
Okay.
Birds.
Favorite domestic
birds. Not in America.
Ptarmigan.
Birds that fly over the ocean.
You're on the right track.
I am, or
I mean, just in general,
perching
yeah.
like birds that perch.
birds that mate with one other bird.
Oh,
that's clever. No, it's just very, my top five, like, very round birds.
Oh, are they all very round?
So big, big little roundies.
Yeah, just little round little birds.
Oh, see, I, like, went to a very smart place.
Yeah.
I know the, I'm not going to do that here.
What?
I'm not here to, like, flex and be like, I know this thing about all these birds.
Oh, I am.
Do you, do you have a favorite bird?
If you even have to think about it, I don't know how we can talk anymore.
I like a heron a lot.
Wow, okay.
I also love a cardinal.
Nice.
Solid
choices.
I'm a hummingbird bitch. You know I love that.
I love
you know I'm going to be 95 staring at my hummingbird feeder waiting for the next one to get there. Yeah, I'm going to have a hat with a hummingbird feeder right here. And I'm just going to really sit outside.
That's a heavy hat.
I saw some earrings the other day that were like, it was a hummingbird and with like a little clasp. And so it's just like it's drinking out of your earlobe. I didn't get it because that's kind of gross, but
so
it's cool.
So my Vava is like, that's her favorite bird is hummingbirds. Cool. So for my wedding, I got these hummingbird earrings. I genuinely love hummingbirds.
So sweet.
I love hummingbirds too. They are such assholes to each other.
They fight.
I have a hummingbird feeder on one of my windows right now, and every now and then a hummingbird will like fly up and get closer, and be like,
yeah,
and like get close, and then you'll watch it, and like 2 seconds go by, and he's trying to get up there to like get some sugar, and then immediately another hummingbird will appear. In the distance, it's like, and it's like, oh, fuck, and it's like, like runs, and they start chasing each other. I'm like, damn, they don't give each other a break.
I told you not to come to 25th and Broadway.
Yeah. Like, I told you if I saw you here again, I'd kill you.
They're so intense.
I saw one, it kept running into my window, and I had to, like, figure out how to get it to stop.
Whoa.
And apparently it was seeing its reflection and trying to fight it, so I had to, like, turn off the lights inside. But also the other day, this is, I don't know, like a year ago. It wasn't the other day. I'm sorry for lying. I saw a hummingbird outside, okay. And then when it flew away, it flew all the way to the tippy top of a massive tree. And I was like, obviously they fly, and I guess that makes sense. But I've never thought about them being higher than like yay tall.
It's probably where their bird's nest is.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I've seen bird's nests like also yay tall just around.
Yeah.
But like watching it go that far up to a
He's
tree,
trying to prove
I was just
something.
Like, holy shit. Like,
it is something. You don't think about hummingbirds going high up in the air.
No, what's for them up there?
I wonder, what's their max altitude?
I think they go pretty crazy because they also get to a point where they stop going after the bird feeders and they start like eating bugs in the air so that they can get protein.
Cool.
And then like cross the fucking ocean.
Oh, because it's like bulking season.
Yeah. My mom knows a lot.
Apparently there are some hummingbirds that can go 17,000 feet.
17,000 feet,
badass.
That's crazy. And they're gonna dive bomb one flower.
Badass.
That's crazy.
That's, hey, sometimes when you think you know that all there is to know about hummingbirds, sometimes there's even more.
Okay.
I want to end on one of mine, but you go. I think it'll be funny for you.
I have a dumb one. 2, 1, 3.
So you have to do
whatever. You're not going to get it off. You're not going to, I know, but it's, this is just
2, 1, 3.
2, 1, 3.
Your social security number.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Top three, amounts of popcorn when you're grabbing popcorn out of a bowl.
Oh.
What?
Only two?
I don't know. Maybe
no, he's a hungry boy. He grabs like 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cookies before bed.
Yeah, the amount of Oreos.
How many cookies before bed?
Bowls of cereal before bed.
Huh?
Two?
Bitch, I know you're eating massive bowls of cereal.
I just talked about eating ice cream.
You can do whatever you
want,
Shane.
Standing up, naked over the sink, eating ice cream, you'll have a cereal.
Oh, cocktails.
How many cocktails?
Cocktails on the weekend.
That's pretty nice. But no.
Top five prime numbers.
What?
Okay. One's not a prime number.
Okay, move on. What
I don't
is
know, what's
it?
The category?
My God.
Numbers you think are loud?
It's typically the best in trilogies. Two is always the best in a trilogy.
Oh.
Followed by one, followed by three. Three always kind
of
sucks.
You're so right. Two is always the best. Return of the King.
Two is typically
a High School Musical, and I agree.
It's three.
Return of the King. But Two Towers is probably the best in Lord of the Rings.
I do love Two Towers.
Empire Strikes Back is the best in the original Star Wars. Like, it just typically... Now, that's not the case for the prequels of Star Wars.
Shrek 2.
Shrek 2 is so good.
Just in general, two, kind of always...
Two.
The number one.
I like that.
Kingdom Hearts 2.
All right.
Damn, I have so... Okay, that's funny.
Top responses to something that isn't funny.
Top five worst things to hear after you say a joke.
Oh.
Oh, God, I don't know what that is. Not that fart again.
Top five things you don't want to hear your doctor say.
Is this, I don't know.
Tight butt.
Is this when responses when your son farts?
No, it's adorable when he farts.
Okay.
I don't ever go tight butt.
I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
This is you right now. Oh, Dad, I don't know. Okay, last one. Aquaphor in every pocket?
Things you've said to
Things you've said to me.
On this podcast.
Things I'm thinking when Shane talks.
Okay. You've said these all out loud.
Well, because, yeah, Shane is all Aquaphor in, like, every jeans, right? That's lore now?
I just discovered that.
It was on the episode that just came out.
Yes.
Yeah?
Boom.
Wow. When Miles went, is it the tube or the tub?
And I got both, but this one happens to be tube.
Okay.
That's just a tub.
Not tub. I don't ever have a tub.
We can end on that one, even though I have so many, but we can do it
again. We'll save those for next time.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. This was the most fun I've ever had.
I'm so glad.
Oh, my goodness.
Top five times I've had fun. Number one, this.
Number one, this. Wow.
It's definitely top, you know. Up there. Anyway.
it's pretty good to go.
That image, that's a core memory. Damien, we love you. Thank you so much for being on the new set. We missed you.
Missed you too.
And thanks for sharing your top fives.
Hey, my absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Shane, where can people find you?
Yeah, chocolate ice cream eating boy on YouTube. Chocolate ice cream villain eating
That's
boy.
That's going to be my new YouTube channel where I just eat chocolate ice cream. I don't
and
talk.
Here I go You're again.
Like, so this is
here
a fetish thing,
I'm
right?
Crying.
Yeah, here I go again. This is the dark, dark chocolate villain one. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.